Hey everyone, welcome back. Welcome back for another podcast of Hope for Today. Do you need hope? Do you need hope for today? Not for yesterday, not for tomorrow, not even for this afternoon or this evening. Do you need hope right now, right this very second? Because I do. So if that's where you are, you need to stick it out with me because we're going to chat. There we go. Remember what we said last week? Keep it simple. Got to keep it simple. I just feel like, you know, right now for me, it's not the time for complicated. It's not the time for chapter and verse, you know. We're not here to do this long, tough, dedicated moment of searching out the scriptures. I need simple. I need a verse to keep me going. I need a thought to keep me going. Last week we talked about God's got it. We talked about there's victory in Jesus. God's got it. My God will fight for you. God's got it. Do you remember? Do you remember? Did you quote that this week? Did you have to hang on to that nugget? God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. I have had to, for the past week, hang on to that. I got a phone call last week right around the time I was ready to record. And I felt like, what? I was like, and all I could say is, God's got it. And I had to take that problem and put it over there and say, Lord, you got to deal with it. I have a job. I was asked to record. I was asked to do this podcast. I'm going to do this podcast. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it well. I want to serve him. And I'm going to leave it over there because God's got it. He's got the answers. He's in the solution. God can perform a miracle, and a miracle is what's going to need to have to happen. But God's got it. Do you need a miracle in your life today? So, I have a phrase I'm going to quote to you, and it's from the Bible. Don't be afraid, just believe. Now, I want to say this again. I want to say this slow and intentional. Don't be afraid, just believe. Oh, yeah, that's easy to say. Oh, yeah, don't be afraid, just believe. No. Take it slow, breathe it in. And mean what you say. Don't be afraid. Just believe. You know that there's certain things that are so easy to quote. You could tell a friend a situation and they say, oh, don't worry. God's got it. It's so easy to say those things, but it's so hard to digest, isn't it? Just to really have that soak into your bones that God has got it. There's a sign above my desk at work that says, walk by faith. And my grandfather-in-law lived by those words. He walked in faith. I have read his books. I got to know him when he was alive. He was a missionary. He was a missionary during the times where, like, there was no email, there was no phones, there was no nothing. He was in the bush country. He had he carried a machete, and that's the way he cut the grass down. He cut the animal when he needed to eat. He did whatever he needed to do. He needed to defend himself. He had his machete out in the bush country. And God's got it. And he lived to 90-some years old, and he could tell stories upon stories upon stories of how God brought him through faithfully. He walked by faith, financially, physically, everything you can imagine. And I look at somebody like that, and then I look at my own life, and I see these things that creep into my life, and I have to say, God's got it. And, you know, it's hard sometimes, I think, when we are living what we're trying to live a godly life, and we're trying to do what's right, and we're trying to do all the right things. But there's people around us that are connected to us, and the things that they do have a residual effect on us. You can't change that. You can't stop that. You can't, you know, somebody explained it to me one time. If somebody sets a bomb off and you're in the area, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're going to be saved from that. Whether you physically have gotten hurt from that bomb, or you've gotten some of the, you know, the ash and the whatever, you know, debris and all that on you, or you, whatever, if you're close enough to the situation, it's going to get on you. And there's only so much you can do. But when you're in the will of God, you need to commit those awkward moments, those painful moments, those hopeless moments back to the Lord and say, Lord, I know you're fighting for me. I know there's victory in you. I know there's a solution. I know there's restoration, whatever you might need. I know there's hope. And I know in you, I will find this. Today was one of those days where I was trying to, you know, you have so much in your head. I want to just tell you so much. And yet your mind is jumbled and the words just don't want to come out right. And I was just praying. I said, Lord, you've got to unjumble these words. And I don't really know what the Lord wanted for me to share today. I knew the thought behind it, but I wasn't sure the flow of it and exactly what he wanted me to speak about. So whatever you're hearing today is right as the Lord wants to produce words out of my mouth. It's coming from me to you, but know it's from him. So this past weekend, my son was preaching, and he was in the book of Mark. And one of the things I really admire about the way my son preaches, he's a good preacher slash teacher. You know, there's some men that are good preachers, and there's some men that are good teachers. There's very few to me that can preach and teach all rolled up into one. One of the things I always admire and enjoy is that when he teaches and preaches about a topic, it resonates with me, and it, like, really makes the story, like, oh, wow, I never either saw that or I never really got that much out of it until I listened to him. But he was in the book of Mark, and I know some of the things that he talked about, and they definitely resonated with me. But as he was talking, this podcast was forming in my mind, and there were a couple of lessons that I felt like I learned through this that I felt like God really wanted me to share with you. So a quick review of where we're going to be. We're going to be in the book of Mark, and chapter 5, and if you've read the story, there's lots of things that have happened to the Lord and the disciples. They've this situation and this, and now they're walking, and there's a woman that has had a physical condition. She's had her cycle, and she just for years and can't get rid of it. It doesn't stop. The woman is desperate, absolutely desperate. Is it an emergency? For her, yeah, it was an emergency. It was for her, it was desperate. And she's there, and the Lord is walking. But there's another man over here, up the road, and his daughter is on her deathbed. A young girl, I think she was 12. And I if I have his name right, it's Jairus. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. If not, I apologize. But his daughter's dying, and he says, I got to go find Jesus. I gotta go get to Jesus. I need to tell Jesus, you need to come heal my daughter. She's dying. Well, as the Lord is walking through the crowd, the Lord feels somebody touch the hem of his garment, and he feels power leave from him, the Bible says. One woman desperately needed to be healed. One young woman desperately needed to be healed. We have two women that need to be healed, one younger, one older. But this one lady, as Jesus is walking through the crowd, she just wanted to touch the hem, touch the garment, right? You know, just the hem of his garment. That's all she asked for. I know, if I just touch that, I can be healed. And she touched the garment, and the Lord felt power drain from him. And he says, Who touched me? One woman desperately needed healing and only wanted to touch the garment of the Lord. What's the lesson I learned from that? She had such faith and she wanted so little. She just wanted to be healed. And she just wanted to touch this garment. Ah, the lesson I can learn from that. I want so much. I want the Lord to come in and miraculously fix everything right now. Lord, right now I want to snap my fingers and you fix it and you've done and you've... There's been miracle upon miracle in my life. I want so much. She had such faith. I don't have the faith that she has. I expect so much. I want so much. I ask for so much. But what's my faith? She just wanted to touch his garment. Would that be enough for you? I don't know if it would be enough for me. I don't know if I have that much faith. I mean, I'm being honest that, you know, I could lie and say, oh, piece of cake for me. I don't know that that's a piece of cake for me. You know, that would be, you know, when somebody says that's really testing my faith. Yeah. Just to touch his garment, that she didn't ask for much. Then the other thing is we have the man who's desperately wanting to talk immediately to the Lord because his daughter is dying back at the house. And he's headed out that way. And then he sees Jesus and the situation happening. And somebody comes running out and says to him, well, let me read the verses. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead. The whole point of him going to Jesus was to ask for healing before she died. Can you save my daughter? Can you save my daughter? And they said, why bother go to this teacher anymore? Why bother? She's dead. It's over. It's done. Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, you ready? Talking about keeping it simple. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Can you imagine? This man came to see Jesus. In the meantime, this woman touches his garment and interrupts this moment. I would think, as a father, I'd be like, you stopped to help her when my daughter is dying. She could have waited. She's lived with this for how many years? And you stopped to help her now? And my daughter, she's dead. And all the people that are around the synagogue were saying, why bother talking to him? It's over. It's done. She's dead. There's nothing that can be done. The man desperately needed immediate healing for his daughter. So he ran to Jesus. What's the lesson that I learned? When others are directing you away from the Lord, to stand firm. How many times in your life are you in a situation and you're desperate and you are running toward the Lord? You're running, okay? We're facing him at that table. Back to Psalm 23. We're looking at the Lord. We're at his table. We're eating with him. I'm praying. I'm seeking the Lord's wisdom. And the enemies are here, and the enemies are here. And they're whispering in my ear, and they're whispering, she's dead. It's over. Why bother? He can't help you. It's over. Just put it aside. Move on with life. You'd be better off. They're whispering all these lies and this nonsense. And what does the Lord say? The Lord says, don't be afraid. Just believe. I don't know where you are. I don't know if you right now have a situation that's been going on for life and you need healing power today. I don't know. Do you have enough faith to touch his garment? Do you need a miracle in your life? Now, God's timetable and our timetable are different. My son reminded me this in his message when he, you know, here the father runs to the Lord because his daughter's dying. And as he waits to be able to connect with the Lord, she passes. Now, the Lord needed to perform a miracle and needed to make a point in this. You know, there's so much more to this story that we could go on and on. But when we go to the Lord and we ask the Lord for an answer, he will give us an answer. He will give us the strength, as we talked about last week, to get from point A to point B. He is in the answer. He is in the solution. It might not come within the next 24 hours. Sometimes it's an immediate answer because it just, that's the way it needs to be. Other times it's not an immediate answer and we're waiting and you just feel like giving up. Don't listen to those people that say, why bother? Why bother? Because the Lord tells us to wait upon the Lord and he will renew our strength. There's a victory in Jesus. Don't be afraid. Only believe. God has got this. We talked about this last week. I'm talking about it again today. I don't know where you are. I don't know what answers you need, what healing you need, what direction you need, what clarity of thought you need. You know, to me, you might say, well, here's my problem. And to me, like, well, that's a simple solution. But to you, it's not. We all have things in our life. Every one of us have something in our life that's just weighing on us, and we need answers. The only relief we're going to get is giving it to the Lord. And, you know, if you're like me, you kind of give it. I'll give you a half, but I got to hang on to the other half, you know, because I'm not ready to totally give it up. And, you know, or we give it up and then we take it back. And it's a lesson to learn. It's walking by faith. God is going to mold us and shape us and groom us to serve and to be the person he wants us to be. He needs us to be to bring glory to his name. Oh, that's so hard. It's so hard when you're in it. I get it. I don't live a perfect life. You know, you see me on camera, you think all is well. It's not. I got plenty of things back there behind me in my own world. I've got lots going on, and I have to trust in the Lord and walk by faith. And don't be afraid, but just believe. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week on the next podcast. Same time, same place. Thanks so much for joining me today.